Me with the World Football Podcast and that awesome intro music. I said I would talk about BT's game against Fellowship, but I cannot as it got rained out, unfortunately. It rained a ton on Wednesday and Thursday of last week. Ours to be a pile of dirt. No way that we were going to have the game with the conditions being so terrible. We ended up just having a 3v3 tournament in the gym, which was really awesome and fun. Also, our JV team tied Milton's JV team, which is pretty awesome considering we are 2A school and they are a 5A school. They were able to play because they were on Milton's turf. The Fellowship is not going to be made up because it is not a region game and we couldn't find a time to make it up. I'm just weekend, which is quite nice, but now we are playing Lovett, who is going to be a huge game for us. It is a region game, so it has to be played to a result. That means that the game will go to penalties if it is not finished in regular and extra time better than us, so we have a lot to prove on the field. It is raining today again, but we are probably going to get to play because Lovett has facilities in the state. Hopefully, we can bring home the win because we have only played one region game so far, and we need to win the state tournament. Alright, now moving on, we're going to talk some Pro League standings. At the top of the EPL, English Premier League for all you don't know, we have Man U first, then Arsenal second, then Man City third, then Chelsea fourth, and then Tottenham last. Fifth. My bad. At the top of La Liga, Spanish League, we have Barcelona first, then Real Madrid second, then Valencia third, then Villarreal fourth, and then Espanyol fifth. And finally, at the top of Serie A, which is the Italian League, we have AC Milan at first, then Inter Milan at second, then Napoli at third, then Udinese at fourth, and then Lazio. Alright guys, that's it for today's standing updates in the World Football Podcast. See you guys next time.